In a world where incestuous relationships yield genetically deformed children that become wards of the state, and synesthesia is totally caused by Fisher-Price letter magnets, two women continue their highfalutin sachet to party like it's 1999. Whoa, 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 whoa! Nice shooting, Tex! Hello, and welcome to When We Rule the World podcast. I'm Jenny with an I.
I'm Jenny with a Y. I'm having kind of a weird day.
Yeah, you're having a weird day?
Yeah, I don't feel love today, but it's fine. Let's just continue on.
I don't feel love today, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to mention it and just leave it there.
Well, my husband, to make up for my weird day, he made us these delicious drinks.
And they are delicious.
And they're healthy.
Oh.
Because they have real frozen strawberries in there mixed with
real alcohol.
Tequila and lime margarita mix. So we're having strawberry lime margaritas.
And they're quite delightful.
Oh my gosh. They're not too sweet because it's the real frozen strawberries. It cuts the sweetness of that lime mixer.
Yes.
I think that's what it is, but I'm feeling great now.
Yeah. It was kind of awesome. I walk in and it's like, here's a drink.
What okay. is it? Does it matter? Is there alcohol in it? I will drink it.
Perfect. Done. Yeah, that's kind of how it was. So yeah, so this is great. When we finish with this, we may switch to gin or something else. I don't know.
Maybe.
But that's what we got right now. So it's been kind of a interesting couple of months in my family. So here's my tidbit. I'm just going to go right into it. My tidbit is that everything that can fall apart is kind of falling apart. So we've had car issues for like forever, as you well know, because we're down to one vehicle, and it's so much so that like you guys have been carting us back and forth so that my husband and kids can come over and I can come over. And it's been marvelous that you guys are awesome friends like that.
And you don't live that far away, so I don't mind.
Let's
come and picking you up and whatever. It's cool.
Yeah. So we have one car that's been down for forever. We are kind of waiting for our tax return, like to figure out what we're going to do because it's almost not worth fixing at this point. So anyway, so there's that. But then my house. We have, let's just go through the list. We have a broken window pane in the front that cracked over the winter, but now is popping out and is a super danger because we haven't replaced it. I don't want to pull the glass out, and we taped it in, but the tape isn't really working. So there's this big, sharp surface there that someone could die, I guess.
I don't want to take over the podcast like I did last week. But let me just tell you, when I listened to it, it wasn't that much.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so my neighbor right next door, she has the same kind of deal. It's her very front window.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one, it's an old house. We live in old houses.
Yes.
Not as old as your house. Her house is older than your house.
Okay.
And it's the single pane glass that was, when they manufactured it, it wasn't one big long sheet of glass. It was the individual panes.
Yes, that's what ours is.
And so one broke from her dog, who is crazy.
Yeah.
And so she has cardboard taped over it right now. And like we gave her, she's a single mom.
Yeah.
She doesn't really know what to do. So I gave her the information of the place that's not too far from us that can come out and just fix that one pane of glass.
Yes.
But it's been like that for a year and a half, possibly 2 years, and she just hasn't gotten around to it. So she has taped cardboard up in there.
Nice.
Yeah. So
that's the next step is the cardboard. We're probably going to do the cardboard before we fix the window.
She went in and broke out all the little tiny pieces of glass, vacuumed them up.
Oh, okay.
And then put the cardboard with the duct tape.
Yeah.
So that's what she's got going right now.
No, we just taped the top part of the broken part and left the rest. So you're scooting over. So if there's a weird noise, it's just Jenny scooting and fighting her microphone right now. So there's that. There's a bunch of little random things like that. Our dishwasher.
Being a homeowner is hell, isn't it?
It really is. Our dishwasher, sometimes it runs, sometimes it doesn't. So,
oh, good.
So there's that. Then our dryer is doing the, I'm going to squeak to the point where you do not want to do laundry.
Like my dryer.
Yes.
Used to.
Yes, exactly. And I looked up online. I know how to fix it. But here's the deal. We have a shitty dryer because the people that lived in the house before us were poor like us. So they bought poor so people you, appliances. So
when you bought your house, it came with the washer dryer? Because when we bought ours, it didn't. We had to bring ours from our old house. And most houses now, that's negotiable when you buy it. If it comes with the appliances and if it comes with washer dryer, I mean, that's kind of like a bonus.
Yeah, we our house came with the stove. It came with a refrigerator. It came with the washer and dryer and the dishwasher. Dishwasher was the first to go. And then we replaced that, but the one that we got is crappy. And so sometimes it cleans stuff, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it runs, sometimes it doesn't. It's just, it's not a great thing, but you know, it's a dishwasher, so I really can't complain that much about it.
It's not a necessity.
Correct.
You and kind of need clean clothing.
Well, yeah, but you know, I can also
do
put up
you
a line.
Have to have a dryer though. I mean, it's your dryer.
Right. And so this is the thing. What happens when dryers start to squeak, you have a motor, and then you have three wheels that help to turn the drum. Right. And then there's a like a belt that goes around it. Sometimes it's the belt that squeaks, but 99% of the time, it's one or more of the wheels that
turn the drum. Right.
Most dryers, you turn it around, you can unscrew the back, take the back off, buy a kit, replace those wheels, and it can run again.
Mm.
Ours, the back does not come off.
Okay.
It is completely welded. Closed, and the only way to get the back off is to figure out how to saw the back off. So now we're down to like no clothes because I can't stand listening to the stupid thing dry clothes, and my line broke, so I haven't been able to take stuff outside, and plus it's been raining for the last couple days. So anyway, so there's that. Then there is our stove, which does still typically heat, but I have 2.5 burners. Two burners work. The third one doesn't really work. It like lights half the way, and the fourth one does not work at all. So I have...
And it's a gas one or electric?
Okay. It's a gas stove. And then the handle on the stove broke off. So the door you open... Yes, it broke off. We tried to fix it. It was not fixable. We had duct tape holding it all together. It did not work. So my stove is... And it's
well, if you can't duck it, I mean...
ugly stove. So that's broken. So then, about a month ago, I was walking down the hall and I stepped in this water. And I'm like, who spilled something in the hallway and didn't clean it
up? And it's carpet.
It's carpet, yes. So I sop it up. The next day, there's another spot.
Mm.
What the heck? I sop it up the next day. So it took me like a week to figure out there's something wrong here. We keep getting this water spot
right in
there. Now, we didn't know what it was. And it's just one of those things.
And it's right next to the closet with the water heater.
It's right next to the closet. Yep. Dirt. But so anyway, my hope is that it's the water heater. I mean, it makes sense, but this is the thing. You open up the closet where the water heater is. There's no water underneath the water heater. It's just showing up in the hallway. It's the weirdest thing. So if it's not the water heater, it's our pipes underneath, and that's a major problem, and I don't know.
And you're on a slab. You're not on a basement. Slab. So,
So now the spot is at critical mass. It is.
How long has this been going on?
I told you it's a month.
A month?
Yeah. Because, like,
I didn't know about this.
We just don't deal with things.
So you guys kind of stick your head in the sand and you'd be like, it's not happening.
And then it went away for like a week. And now it went away for a week and now it's back. And now
it's
like.
When do you notice the wet spot?
When did I notice it?
Well, no. Is there a specific time of day that you notice it? Is it like after everybody takes showers? Or?
No, it is a consistent wet spot now. And it went from being about 5 inches, just this little spot, to this practically standing puddle that's like 3 feet.
Shiitake mushrooms. Yeah. That's the problem.
It's so on Saturday, we're going to drain the water heater and see if that's what the problem is. Mm. So those are... my three things in the house. And the air conditioner.
The air conditioner.
Now that it's warming up again, last summer, at the end of summer, our air conditioner crapped out.
I remember this.
Yeah. And we thought it was the fan. We thought it was, I mean, there's a bunch of, we did diagnostics. Yeah. I don't know. My suspicion is that it's the compressor, which is going to be ridiculously expensive to fix. So we're down to one car that has a missing mirror because I slid into a car over the winter and broke the rear view mirror, the side view mirror. And then our turn signal went out on it. We need to replace the relay. We got the brakes fixed. Thank God. Thanks to your husband, we got the brakes fixed because that was ridiculous. So we have that vehicle and it kind of works. The other vehicle is broken. Dishwasher is not working so great. Stove is down. Dryer is down. Water heater. I hope that's what's wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And my air conditioner. So
I know what you're saying about the puddle because we bought this house and there were no appliances here. Like the people, it was a foreclosure and the people had taken all the appliances with them.
Oh,
so okay. There was no dishwasher, no stove, no microwave, no nothing.
Okay.
So we had to buy all new appliances and then there was no washer dryer either in the basement.
Right.
So we brought our washer dryer from our old house. We left our appliances for my mom who bought our old house. And we just bought new appliances for the kitchen. We left the water heater. Now, what we were used to in our old house, we built our old house with our bare hands. And we put a 75-gallon water heater in there because we had a jacuzzi tub. Okay. And, you know, we take showers and whatever. Here's a little side story to that. Somehow, my husband hit the on-off switch and turned off the water heater.
Oh, no.
And we went for 3 days with hot water.
With no hot water?
With hot water before we figured out that the switch was turned off. So the switch turned off and we had hot water for 3 days in that water heater that was still warm. And then I was taking a shower on the third day and it just kept getting colder and colder and I kept turning it up and up and up. And then finally I finished the shower and it was barely lukewarm. And I'm like, there's something wrong with this water heater. So Brian goes down there and he goes, I accidentally turned off the pilot switch or something like that. And it wasn't heating water. And I go, when was the last time you were down there? He goes, like 3 days ago. So we lived off this hot water that it kept it hot for 3 days, though it wasn't, I know. So, but that was a 75 gallon. So we're spoiled. This is all we've ever had.
Right.
Because we built that house when I was 19. And that's when we moved in. And we had this house for 11 years.
Okay.
I think that's how long we were in that house, 11 years. And then we get to this house, and there's this old crappy 40-gallon water heater. We're like, we don't know what to do with this.
That's what ours is.
It's typically the size that they put in homes is the 40-gallon. And I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. We're running out of hot water. How does this happen?
Yeah, it happened.
So then we didn't replace it because it was still working. So we're like, we can deal occasionally with the cold shower or whatever. I mean, this is how normal people live. Whatever, we're going to deal with it. And then it started leaking all over the floor.
Yeah.
And we have a laundry chute that's right next to the water heater.
Oh, no.
So my husband will take the basket out from under there, and then so the clothes will just accumulate.
Yeah.
And then, we'll use the basket. We'll put the basket back. But he went to go put the basket back one day, and he noticed all the clothes were wet. And he's like, why is everything on the floor wet? And we were, like, investigating it. We found out, finally, that it was the water heater. And I'm like, yes! Now we have an excuse to replace this stupid thing.
Oh, well, there
so
you
then
go.
We went out, and you can see it now because we're in the basement. But that's the new water heater. We replaced it with a 75 gallon, and then there's the water heater off to the side, the 40 gallon. The Look how tiny it is. We haven't put it out. We're gonna call a scrap metal guy to come and get it. Then we just take it.
Okay.
So that's that. So I know about the leaking water. That's exactly what our water heater did. It leaked out all over the place, and it was just crapping out. And so we had to buy a new one.
Yep. So that's where we're at. We've got to get a new water heater. Yay. And stove. And
it's a good thing your tax return is coming now.
Yep. So much for the car thing, because that was the whole thing, is we were going to probably fix the car. But no, now we're going to fix everything that's falling apart. So that's my tidbit. So your tidbit.
I feel like a douche.
It's okay.
Here we go.
It's going to be funny.
Here's the start of this. On what day was it? Yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, so Wednesday. I texted you and I said, I feel like such a jerk right now. Like, I'm sitting here on Twitter while my housekeeper is cleaning my bathroom. And you guys, I'm not rich, I promise. My husband just got a raise. And I've been really struggling with keeping the house clean because now I'm in nursing school. My school takes 40-plus hours a week.
Yeah.
And my husband works at his full-time salary job.
Okay.
So he just got a raise. And I told him, I said, I can't live like this anymore. I don't have the time to clean I need somebody to come in and help me clean, not my entire house.
Sure.
But just the bathrooms and the kitchen.
Okay.
And he said, do we have to? I'll just clean. And I said, honey.
We've tried this.
We, for the last 2 years when I've been in school, because I'm in my third year of school right now. And I said, we've tried it your way. And you just can't keep up with it to my standards.
Right.
And I have really high standards, and I know this about myself, but I can't live any other way.
Yeah.
So when I stayed home with my kids, I was able to clean up everything, and that was my job, to just play with the kids, take care of the kids, take care of the house. That was my. Now I have, you know, 40 hours a week that I have to work on my school. I don't have time to clean the house, and our house now is bigger than our old house too, and I just can't keep up with it. And so I said, we need to get a housekeeper in here every other week just to clean the bathrooms and the kitchen. And he was like, okay. So he relented. And I'm like, thank God. So my housekeeper came for the very first time yesterday. And that's when I sent you the message, right? I was working on my economics paper, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on it. But then Breezy Puff's game came on.
Okay.
And then I was like, I got to play Twitter. This for a little bit on yep. Twitter. And I was like, I got to play this for a little bit. So I played it. And then it just dawned on me as I was playing this for like 5 minutes. It just took a 5 minute break, but I was playing this game. I'm like, I'm on Twitter while my cleaning lady is cleaning my bathroom. Like, this is not okay. This is not why I hired a housekeeper, so I could play hashtag games
right.
while they did the work.
Yeah.
So then I sent you the message. I'm like, first world problems.
I know.
Like, I felt douchey.
Yeah.
I was like, on Twitter while she's working hard. And she was here for at least 4 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Because I have three bathrooms and then the kitchen. And okay. I don't know what she – I think she's some kind of fairy, but she did magic.
Okay.
Like, my husband texted me. I was at school. He texted me and he goes, I didn't know this level of clean existed.
That's pretty
awesome. I
can't
believe what she worked some kind of magic, like maybe voodoo magic, maybe fairy magic. I don't know for sure.
I don't know what she did,
but it was magic. And it was like ceiling to floor, complete. It's like she took a toothbrush to the surfaces.
Wow.
It was amazing. And everything is so super clean. And then I went to go pick you guys up today. I was like, listen, kids.
Children.
I just had the housekeeper here yesterday. Don't mess anything up. And it's just those four rooms, but it's, and then my daughter says, Mommy, when I came in the door, Miss Mary cleaned my bathroom and it's so clean. When I walked in, it was like walking into a mansion.
Aww.
And I was like, and I had to text her really quick. This is what my daughter said. Thank you so much for all the work that you did. Because I had to leave for school and she was still here cleaning.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, just lock the door on your way out. And she did.
Okay.
And yeah, my house, super duper clean. But here's the thing too. Is that my husband got the raise, and this is where we're going to have this little mini economics lesson.
All right.
This is where this is
coming
in.
I'm excited about
okay.
this.
So we have what's called the gross domestic product.
Yes.
Basically, that's all the buying and the selling that's happening in your country.
Correct.
Last year, China beat the U.S. for the first time in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
So technically, China is the richest country.
Okay.
The U.S. came in second. But then when you figure in all kinds of stuff that it has non-monetary purposes, like how many dads or moms staying home raising your children,
sure.
not making money,
right?
That goes into the plus column. How many hours a week are your people working?
Right.
The average right now in America is a 35-hour work week.
Okay.
And I don't know how hard people in China have to work. I don't know if they're working 80-hour weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like figuring in basically all the things that make life worth living
yes.
have no monetary value.
Oh,
so the U.S. okay. is still number one in those respects.
Okay.
When you figure it all out. So when you get a little extra money, you can either save it or spend it.
Correct.
So we have the little extra money that we had, and now we could either save it, which doesn't do the economy any good, but does us good,
okay.
or you can spend it and put it back into the economy.
All right.
So what we chose to do then was spend this little extra money on a small business
uh-huh.
who now has a little extra profits that they can do either save it or spend it.
Sure.
And so then it comes like into a snowball effect.
Okay.
Why are you just shaking your head at me going, okay?
I'm just cracking up because I'm like, you're absolutely correct.
Yes.
All of that is correct. But it's also hilarious to me that it's like, huh, Like, this is the thing. The truth is, inside, you uh-huh. feel guilty. Because the thing is, you are an A-type personality. You like to handle everything by yourself.
I hate asking for help.
You hate asking for help. Mm-hmm. You have felt the crunch of poverty, as my family has. I mean, we have been mm-hmm. there where, you know, there are weeks where you have nothing. Mm-hmm. You've got $20 and you go, wow, I hope the tank is full because right. I don't have enough money to put gas in the tank to get right. to work.
I hope we have beans yeah. and rice in the pantry because that's what we're eating this week.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you've been there. So there's this part of you that is like dealing with the fact that you have this housekeeper coming in and
yep.
And all of the implications of what that means, you know, and there's that guilt. And so it's hilarious to me that you had to go, well, hold on. How can I justify this? I know I am helping the entire U.S. economy by having
this housekeeper. And not just the U.S. economy, because we're so interrelated with all the other nations in the world. It's the world economy. It's the global economy. Me hiring this housekeeper to come in for a couple hours every other week is helping the world. You're welcome, world.
Oh, my gosh. I can barely breathe. That's really...
Your face is red right now.
It is. It's because that's really... It's funny, but it's... It's sweet, but it's hilarious at the same time.
Yeah. So,
Yeah.
I don't know. I do. I feel incredibly guilty about this, but it's just like I have the money now. I've never had the money in the past. And when I talked to this housekeeper, when I interviewed her, she's a small business. She actually lives just a couple blocks from here, which is kind of creepy. Oh. I was like, don't look at my windows. Don't judge me. We're neighbors. But, you know, I met her through this networking site and two other companies came back with quotes for me and I was like, that's too high. And then she was like, here's my quote. And I said, well, that's a little high, but I don't need my whole house cleaned. I just need these four rooms cleaned. And she's like, well, let me come and check it out. So she did. And she's like, yeah, I can do it for the price that you quoted me for those four rooms. But it was a negotiation. It wasn't just like, I'm charging this. And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. You know, it was a negotiation. So she came in and she's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I could do this. Sure. And I was like, I just can't do it by myself anymore. I need you to be me.
Yeah.
I said, because I have really high standards and I can't meet my own standards for house cleaning right now. And I feel, every time I walk in my house, I feel like a failure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need your help. I need you. Can you be me? Can you help me? Can you do me? No, not that way.
Wait.
But I said, I don't know how people work, like both parents, 40 hours a week and have kids, and then clean their own houses. I told her that, and she goes, they don't clean their houses.
No, it's true. I mean, you know, when my husband and I are both working all the time, I mean, it's like, you do the best you can, mm-hmm. but you don't clean. You pick up.
Yeah,
you
that's pick the thing.
Up and you vacuum, and you're like, okay,
it's the
that's
bare
fine.
Minimum.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then you have a week off or a weekend off, and you're like, great, I'm going to spend the entire weekend cleaning out the cabinets and the closets uh-huh. and the cobwebs, and then you don't have time off because you're spending it doing all the stuff that you didn't do.
Yeah, so all my free time was spent cleaning up after my kids, and I'm like...
And I'm not even going to school, and I don't have, quote-unquote, time to do all the stuff that I should be doing in the house.
Yeah.
No, I do, but I don't want to.
I don't know. I just, like you said, I feel...
Because I am not a type A personality.
But you remember when I was staying home.
Yeah.
And coming over to my house, everything was in order. There was not a speck of dust anywhere. And that's how I need to have my house.
Right.
I need to have it that way for my peace of mind and for my sanity. I just cannot live in a place where I can see dust anywhere.
Or you're like stepping over stuff.
Oh God, clutter. Blah. I can't stand it because I've got that OCD personality. I can't do it. So every time I was coming home, I was going, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I couldn't live like that anymore. And to my husband, I said, I cannot live like this anymore. Because he was trying to say, hey, instead of spending money on somebody coming in, I'm like, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it to my standards? No. We need somebody in here because I cannot handle this anymore.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life. So think about that. And so then he did. He relented. He pretty much gives me whatever I want. So we could do it. So we did it. And perfect. So she came in for the first time yesterday, and she did such a great job. I couldn't even believe it. And I told my husband, I said, I think I love her. And he said,
I think I love you.
He said, hey, I still feed you. I'm like, I'm not going to leave you for my housekeeper. That was cute that he had that idea.
Yeah.
But.
All right. So let's shift gears. Let's talk about Twitter.
Okay.
I'm just going to. It's Twitter time. I don't have a cool transition. Sorry.
No, it's okay. This we're going to talk about Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Some weird stuff that happened on Twitter on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll do that. Involving the both of us. And then before the podcast is over, we will talk about the winners for our hashtag game today. This won't air for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
We're about, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you winner from 2 weeks ago, I'm talking in the future now. This is weird, like realizing that. That's happening. Really strange. Okay, so So like if you're listening... 17 days ago.
Don't be all weird and Donnie Darko about it.
No. All right. Anyway, no, what happened is, okay, we are trending on Twitter. We are getting...
Often.
Yeah, and we are getting a lot of followers, and we've discovered an avenue of Twitter. Now, this is the thing. A lot of Twitter is celebrities or... companies or people that are running companies that are trying to make
most of
money.
Most of it is like 90 is people plus percent. They're following their celebrities. They're following companies that they're interested in, or they're following, like rock stars or even Major League Baseball, sports, anything like that. That's so they join Twitter to follow people so they can know what's going on in their lives.
Correct.
I would say that's the majority of what happens on Twitter.
Yes.
And that's not what we're a part of.
No. We have found this little niche of Twitter that is the hashtag community.
Yes.
And what happens is, as you'll hopefully have listened to Scott Fischler when he was on last week, mm-hmm. and or 2 weeks, whenever it was. Whenever that airs, he talked about how it is. It's a community. It's a group mm-hmm. of people. And it's true. There's a select group of people that I know, that I listen to, that I play games with. And the hashtag games basically it's like Jeopardy. Someone will put a hashtag out. Hashtag, like, for instance, our hashtag game today. Hashtag bad shower gifts.
Right.
And then everybody answers with their suggestion for what a bad shower gift would be. And once you... figure out how the hashtag games work and start playing it, it really does become very addictive and you enjoy it. At least that's what I found. So mm-hmm. we have kind of exploded in the hashtag community. We have people messaging us and talking to us daily, complimenting mm-hmm. us, playing the game. We've trended, we trended number one in the United States today.
Number three in Canada.
And number three in Canada for
because
our game.
Apparently nobody else in the world knew that
what a
shower was. Yeah. So they didn't understand it. So then...
So we learned something.
Well,
today.
We got in, I wouldn't say a fight, but kind of like a really agitated discussion.
I thought he was being funny.
I thought it was a robot.
I thought it was a troll. I thought he was trolling us. And
he was just
being,
like, I don't understand what's happening. And he just kept going on. I don't understand why these things would be funny shower gifts. Are you in the shower? Who's in the shower with you? Why are you having a conversation with someone in the shower? I'm like... okay, a shower, and then he says something about a shower can only be hot or cold. And they said a shower can be hot, cold, or a party thrown for engaged couples.
Or an
expectant mother.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, well, we don't call it that. And I was like, where are you from?
Because I never did ask him that.
He never had he didn't have any profile information, and he only had an egg as a picture. So who knows what? And that's why I thought it was a robot. And I'm like, why am I arguing with a robot?
That's exactly
about what
why
shower,
I was
what
not
a shower.
That about
yeah,
it at
and
first.
I was just like, you know, he keeps bringing up. It's time for an education. Yeah. So we got to learn a little bit about with how they do things. He said something about English. So I was thinking he was either in England or Australia. Yeah. I think probably England.
Well, and that's what he said in England they call it an engagement party. So there's an engagement party, but they don't have a baby shower before the baby's born.
Right.
They do a christening
gift.
And then they have it's like the equivalent.
Well, what about
of that,
for
the
non-religious people? I guess they don't have that? I don't know.
Anyway, so we learned something, but we trended today. So so we've been exploding and it's great and it's fun and it's really nice to be part of this community and I love it.
For the most part, it's very positive,
yes,
complimentary, and inclusive.
Yes, It is. Now, I've noticed some, you know, different things that have been happening, you know, here and there. There have been Twitter fights. I've had to block people for things that they've sent me or said, and whatever. We've talked a little bit about that. But I had a very interesting experience last week because, or this week, because what has happened is I will see frequently when there's other Twitter games being played, mm-hmm. people will tag me now and say, hey, come play the game.
And yeah, I'm like, and okay, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, cool. All right. So I'll come play the game. I feel honored that people are like, hey, you know, you're.
I just got tagged to go play a game. Sorry.
That is so funny. So yeah, so there's that. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I'll play this
game.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that at all. I mean, tagging me to come play a game. Hey, tag, you're it. Come play my game. Sure, if I'm not busy right now, I'll go play your game. But the problem I have is when people send out, hey, like my tweets.
Yes.
Retweet my tweets. And this is what we're having a problem with this week. It is a couple days ago, I had, I was playing a hashtag game and somebody, Bob, added to my post, and then I liked it, or I favorited it, and he was like, oh, not good enough for a retweet, huh? So he's fishing for a retweet.
Right.
And then these people that are fishing for favorites and retweets, tagging them and wanting you to, you know, like or retweet their stuff, I'm just like, really?
Yeah, and so this is, for the people that don't understand what the hell we're talking about.
Get on Twitter.
Get on Twitter.
You can follow us. I'm at SecretBU1. Let's plug your A now.
That's us.
At SecretBBEE number one. You're at SecretBBEE number two.
Yeah, at SecretB2. So, but the thing is, retweets and favorites are kind of how you judge how well you are doing.
Right.
So, for instance, a celebrity who has hundreds of thousands to millions of followers.
Correct.
Will post the most random stuff. Blah, blah, blah. I took a poop today.
Mm-hmm. Here's a picture of my lasagna I had for lunch.
Yeah, and whatever. He or she will get thousands of people favoriting them and several right. hundred retweets where people just basically
it's
take
like a
what they said.
Popularity concert.
And share it. A retweet is the same thing as if someone told you something and you turned around and told all your friends the right. same thing.
Yeah.
It's like telephone, but you directly copy it and send out the same tweet.
Right.
So that's how you judge your popularity. So and your response and how well people liked your tweets. Mm-hmm. So when you play the hashtag games, it's a competition to see who gets the most retweets and the most faves. So what has been happening is I've seen people tagging me, like, which means they put my handle in
with their tweet. With the hashtag.
So that the hashtag shows up, but then it also pops up as a notification to me.
For you, yeah.
Now, when we play our hashtag game, we get people that do that frequently because we're running the game.
Right.
So when I've seen other people doing it up until 2 days ago, I've assumed that they've been tagging me because they thought that I was running
the
game.
I thought the same thing. I thought, oh, sweetie, this isn't my game. Thank you for tagging me in it, but I have nothing to do with this game. I'm playing it, but it's not my game.
Right, exactly. Right. And then I had one guy that kept doing it. And so then to be nice, I just responded and I said, I said, it cracks me up that you're tagging me in everything that you post right now.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I can stop. And I said, well, you know, it's up to you. I can't respond to everything, but you know, it has made me smile that you've been tagging me in this game. And I think that was how he figured out either to not do it or that I wasn't running the game.
Right.
And it was fine. So then what happened is there was this one person. What are we going to call her?
Sherry.
So there's this person, Sherry, who, as I was scrolling through my feed, I saw her tagging, so putting the handles of a couple different players of hashtag games that are very prominent in the hashtag community and saying, huh, I tagged both of these people in my tweets, and neither one of them faved or retweeted me. I guess this isn't a game for outsiders.
Oh,
tough
yeah.
crowd.
Yeah, it was something along that
yeah,
line.
Yeah, something to that effect.
And the only reason why I know about this is because at some point at the end of your, and I don't want to say it's a fight, but it was kind of like a disagreement.
Yeah.
Between, you know, a couple people and somehow, because you're SecretB2 and I'm SecretB1, so yeah. It's halfway through the fight or disagreement. all of a sudden it changed to Secret B1.
Yeah.
And so I got a bunch of notifications and I'm like, what is this? What is happening? I don't know what. And I kind of came into the middle of the conversation like a 2-year-old, just like wandering in, and I had no idea what was happening.
Well, and Twitter does not make it easy to follow conversations. This is the one thing
you have to go back.
It is very, very difficult and very not easy to have a coherent conversation.
Right.
But, you know, it's strange. And it's just their format. And I do wish that they could fix that, but
I don't know how to make it better. So I'm just going to say work on that.
It's tricky. Yeah. Twitter, get on that. Thanks. Yeah. So basically what happened is she called these people out as if they had done something to affront her by not favoriting and retweeting her things.
Like definitely offended her in some way.
Yes. And that's when I figured out that what these people are doing is that you get favorites and retweets not necessarily based on the quality of your tweets. Often it is
the
number of people that see your tweets.
Right.
So I worked very hard, and so have you, at building up our base of followers.
Yeah.
So that I have just over 3,000, and you are almost at 3,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to catch up. I know you are. It's fine.
It's because of my picture.
Yeah.
I look like happy, fun time party girl.
So anyway, it's not just because of that. It's because you're funny and because people follow you and we run a game and it's great. So anyway, what people are doing is they don't have a lot of followers. So these people that don't have a lot of followers are tagging these people that have a lot of followers and are prominent in the community in order to get those followers to retweet them to their followers and therefore get more likes and favorites. On one hand, it's clever. On the other hand, it's like, that's fine.
It's kind of underhanded.
It is kind of underhanded. It's like, okay, get your own followers.
It's piggybacking off of somebody else's popularity.
Second, if I don't favorite and retweet you, you can't get mad at me for not doing that. Because if your stuff is not—
Especially if you're not even playing the game.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, most of them are playing the games, but that's the whole thing is they're figuring out this. They're trying to circumvent getting their own followers. They're trying to get me to do the work for them. So, you know, I've kind of put in my dues. You've put in your dues. We've worked at building up our followers. We've worked at crafting our tweets to appeal to a mass audience. We work hard for those faves and likes. Mm-hmm. It's not like I just post anything and people like it. That's not the case.
I don't post pictures of my food.
No,
I'm not
it's
not
like
faves and retweets that way.
No, I spend a decent amount of time trying to figure stuff out that is going to appeal to my audience.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people that I've seen on Twitter that get a lot of faves and retweets, that's what they're doing. Unless you're a celebrity, if you're in the hashtag community, you work very hard at trying to figure out how to appeal to the people that are playing the game.
What you think other people will find funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are kind of like trying to circumvent that. But then the faux pas that I see is that they're turning around and being upset if they're not getting faved and retweeted by me.
Yeah.
When it's, you know, and then this is the other side of that. This particular person, Sherry, that called a couple players out.
Right.
Does not post funny things.
Right.
And she has not posted funny things. And I have seen her stuff, and it's been average. And I've given her a couple faves, like pity faves, just like, hey, you're playing and you're trying, and that's great.
Right.
And she hasn't had a negative attitude or
if
had
it's
a
not
negative
my game, I don't favorite if I don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
And if I literally laugh out loud, it gets a retweet. If I'm reading it, I go, ha ha. Retweet.
Right.
If I go, oh, that's clever, it's a
favorite.
If it's not my game, if it's my game, I'm favoriting you. Thanks for playing.
Yes.
Unless I'm worried about getting rate limited. And
correct.
Which is what we're
which
worried
has been
about
an
now.
Issue.
So
yeah.
If I feel bad about this, but I'm not gonna favorite everybody going
no, I
forward.
Can't anymore.
If I do think it's mildly clever and you tried hard, you're gonna get a favorite. If I laugh out loud, you know,
you
literally, then it gets a retweet.
Yeah. So, yeah, so
you can't like and favorite everybody.
No,
you can't. Or favorite
because
and
Twitter
retweet everybody.
You, yeah, unfortunately.
You get limited.
You actually get limited, and you are not allowed to favorite. You can retweet as much as you want, I think.
Oh, I don't know.
No, up to your regular tweet limit, because a retweet counts as a, It's really stupid. There's a lot of Twitter rules that people don't know about.
Yeah, because Twitter doesn't tell you what the rules are.
No, they don't until you violate them and then you get this notification. I'm sorry, but you're rate limited.
Well, what the hell does that mean?
I know.
When can I get back to using Twitter again?
This is confusing. Yeah, so the whole thing escalated because I responded and I said, hey, you know, he just got actually retweeted by At Midnight, which is right. the pinnacle of the hashtag games, at least according to the majority of people, not necessarily according to our dear friend Scott Fischler, and not necessarily to you, and not necessarily to me.
I haven't even been playing At Midnight's games because I'm like, it's too big, it's too crazy, and that's what I told you.
Yeah.
I said, it's too big and too crazy. I feel like I am literally shouting into a crowd and nobody hears me.
And often the stuff that they retweet isn't necessarily the funniest
stuff.
No,
and I don't know who's picking these tweets. Yeah. They said that it was like a teenager or a robot or something.
Whatever. I don't think that's it. Because they responded individually to, like, they'll give points to different people.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance, I had a Monty Python tweet that I tweeted out, and they responded to me with points in your general direction. So that was tailored to my tweet. So correct. There is a person.
No, they have multiple people, I think, working their Twitter site. But I'm like,
I know it's difficult.
So I haven't played At Midnight's game for a long time.
Yeah,
probably weeks and weeks. But finally, I played again last night. But this is what it was. It was an At Midnight thing.
Yes,
and she got mad because
he wasn't retweeting her for this game, and he had been retweeted by At Midnight, which meant he was getting several hundreds of notifications going through because people were favoriting and retweeting what he did because At Midnight recognized it. So his Twitter her notification stuff was going nuts.
Yeah, and you've been in that position before. It goes crazy,
and it's awesome, but it's very, very hard to keep up with it when that happens. So I explained to her that that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, you know, by the way, did you tell him congratulations? Because that's what's going on.
Right.
And so the other lady...
She did
lady,
respond and say, hey, oh, I'm
no,
so...
No. Oh. That was the other lady she was yelling at. I thought the same thing. I went back and looked at it. No. The other lady she was yelling at was like, oh my gosh, Will, I didn't know. Congrats. Here you go. And so, but then I said, I said, even I, you know,
we miss our notifications.
We miss notifications. We don't miss see them all everything. The time.
And that's what
it's
Scott
difficult.
Said too, is that he gets, you know, thousands of notifications.
It's very hard.
And it's, you know, I only get hundreds, but still, some of your stuff is going to get lost. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to see everything.
And Twitter doesn't make their platform easy to go back and figure that out. It gets very difficult because let's say that you're mentioned in a post. And 20 people like that post, you get 20 notifications.
Right.
So it is. It's tricky. It's difficult to figure it out. So I said it's difficult. And then the last thing that I sent was, you know, remember, don't worry about it. It's not the quantity of retweets that you get. It's the quality of your tweet. Thinking I'm being clever.
Right. And then she took it as an offense.
And this is the thing. I didn't even know. Because it was the middle of the night.
Because it was subtweets.
I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. So I decided to take a bath. So I took a bath. It's like 12 o'clock at night and I'm taking a bath because I couldn't sleep and I thought maybe it would calm me down. So I get out of the bath and then I see all these people going, what the hell is that about? Who the hell is that? Blah, 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 blah. And all these other notifications.
Wait, you didn't take your phone in the bathtub with you?
No.
You disconnected from Twitter for how long?
It was like 35 minutes.
That's crazy.
I know. What was I thinking? So then I finally go on there and I see these tweets from her calling me a bitch, calling me a whore, saying that he was my man and I was just defending him and then I needed to mind my own fucking business.
Whoa, I didn't see any of those.
Yes.
Those were not the ones I was tagged in, obviously.
Yeah. And I was like, what? And then everybody else is going, what the hell's going on? Why is this going, you know? And I'm going, I don't even know. And so then I went to find it.
You had to go back through the thread and find out.
And then all of a sudden they disappear. And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, she blocked you.
She blocked me. And I'm like, are you serious? I was being nice. I was genuinely being nice, just going, hey, you know, I get where you're coming from. This is what's going on. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but if you don't know you, it kind of sounded snotty.
Well, you know what? She can kiss my ass. I should have made it snotty because I thought about it and I was like, you know what? That's a shitty thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I could be really snotty, but I checked it. So the fact So in a way, I'm kind of glad because she totally showed her colors. And I'm like, you know what? Good. Because now you just had 30 people from the hashtag community block you because you're a cunt.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry.
So I noticed all these notifications the following day. And I sent her a private message because we follow each other. And I said, hey, I noticed that I got tagged in a bunch of these tweets and I don't really know what's going on. Can you explain it to me? And then she messaged me back. I'm so sorry. I don't know how that happened, but it was just a misunderstanding that got blown way out of proportion, and that's it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I hope you have a great day. She goes, you too. So
I think she was drinking.
Maybe.
And got stupid because it was late at night.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I think happened. But the end result is that she wasn't polite to three of us that have collectively, between the three of us, I'd say that we have 12,000 followers between the three of us.
Right.
Possibly more. So a lot of people saw that and they messaged me. They're like, she's blocked, blah, 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 blah. And it's unfortunate because she had just started playing hashtag games. But it's like, yeah, she didn't get how you did it. And that's why I was like, I really wasn't trying to be too snarky. I was trying to be like, hey, right, you know, seriously, it's cool. And so was everybody else that was responding to her, trying to explain to her, it's okay.
Oh, so that's why she's like, oh, pretty inclusive community or yeah, something.
Yeah, and it's like,
that.
No, okay, your tweets just weren't funny. That's yeah, what it was.
All right, well.
If, anyway.
I feel like there should be a lesson in Twitter etiquette. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Don't tag people in your tweets and expect my microphone went.
It totally did. I just watched it.
It went a little limp.
It was like, I don't want to listen. It went, like, you're done.
Microphone's
talking.
Trying to get away from me. It's not.
We're having technical okay. issues right now.
I guess I don't go, hey, guys, hey, promote my stuff. Because
that's what it is. That's exactly
what
it is.
I want it to be on seriously the quality of my tweet. I don't want it to be like everybody liking me just because they like me. You know what I mean? I want them to like my tweet or what I said.
Which is exactly how we pick the winners for our game.
It is. I mean, I don't even look at the people.
Right.
I look at the tweet. I go, what's the hashtag? All right, what's the tweet? Okay, if I laugh out loud funny, I retweet it. If I'm mildly amused or amused in any kind of way, I favorite it.
Yeah.
And I pick my winners from my retweets.
Yeah, same here.
And I don't look at the people's names at all. And because I feel like there's like a bunch of heavy hitters in this community that always get picked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't do that. I don't care how many favorites or likes you have on your tweet. If I like it, I'm going to pick you.
Yes.
And I don't care how many, you know, stars, how many retweets you get. I don't look at that. I don't look at the what is it? The top tweets? I don't look at that.
Yeah, the top there that's the other thing that you can do on Twitter.
You can look at all tweets or top tweets.
And
that have the most favorites and retweets. I don't look at that. Right. If it makes me giggle, I look at all of them.
At least with our game. Well, actually, no, with all of them.
With all of them, I look at all tweets.
And then I'll go back and look at top tweets. And I don't know why, but like with my Twitter, I never ever show up on the top tweets, even like
when you have the most. Mine doesn't either.
Yes. And I'm like, dude.
It doesn't do it for me either. Okay. But I think it's because we're looking at our own thing. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know. It should show me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mine doesn't.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah, no, it doesn't. Well, and that's why I was suggesting that maybe what we need to do is because this is my thinking. In this community, there's some really great players.
Really great.
And
regardless
and stuff,
of how many followers they have.
Right. And the stuff that they have is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they do deserve props. But at the same time, I don't want that to take away from, you know, that person that's got 20 followers and ends up tweeting out something really funny that I discover going through the all tweets thing when we play the game.
Right.
So I was thinking that maybe what we do, you know, in the future at some point is have like a two-part list. Here's our heavy hitters, top mm-hmm. tweets. And then those top people can compete for those spots. And it goes simply by the person that gets the most number of tweets. Has nothing to do. Well, this is just a suggestion.
No, I see your idea. I see it.
But then our top picks have our top 10 top picks that have nothing to do with number of tweets or retweets. It's right. simply who we thought was the best.
And I feel like that's what we're doing now.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. But I'm just saying we could also have the other list so that everybody like officially gets the props.
I don't know. We're not gonna.
I don't know.
We're not gonna pick you. The three of us, we don't pick the tweets based on popularity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We base it on the quality of the tweet, and that's what we do, and I think we just need to stick at that.
Or just how it struck us, because, for instance, a person did not agree with our pick for the bunny, like put bunny in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it made us both laugh. Dude,
I'm still rolling over that. It's been a week and I'm still laughing about it.
Because it's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Like how it struck us and how we thought about it. So, you know, yeah, you don't.
Everybody has different kinds of humor.
So it just strikes you a certain way. Like, for instance, there's a couple of tweets that are on our list that's going to go out tomorrow that it's just because, I mean, I'm reading through and.
And we,
it made me laugh.
We
out
read
loud.
Through.
It was like, what the
that's what it, none of the tweets on our list didn't make us laugh out loud.
Correct.
And that's kind of like a double negative. But all of the tweets on the list
made us
laugh out loud.
Yeah.
And, you know, I pick three, you pick three, and then
Secret
whoever.
Secret B3 picks three.
That's this week. But we take turns picking the number one.
Yeah.
So we each pick three, and then whoever comes up with the tag picks the number one. So.
Yeah. So this week, do you have it?
Oh, I do. Tag? Okay.
Cool.
So this week, our winner was at Embrace Laughter, Christina. It's the Daddy Nursing Bra, a.k.a. Mr. Melker. Well-intentioned but still creepy, and it's a picture of an old Japanese man with bottles of milk that look like boobs attached. They're hanging around his neck. And then there's like, look at this picture.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that tweet.
And then
yeah.
he's holding this baby. And it's like, okay, oh God.
It's kind of it's like the thing from Meet the Fockers.
It really is, yeah.
Except it's not like an actual sculpted
breast. It's big, huge bottles.
Yeah. And so Secret B3 picked the winner. So Christina, congratulations. Again, the hashtag was
bad shower gifts.
Yeah.
So
won. Good job.
Good job, Christina. Yeah, that was, I saw that and I was like, bah!
Yeah.
That's so, creepy. Not hairy. That's good, but
yeah,
creepy nonetheless.
Correct.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I feel like we should apologize.
For what?
I don't know. I feel apologetic today. I feel guilty and apologetic.
Oh, because you're so worried
it's
about
it. It's because of the housekeeper that I have now.
Yeah, that kind of, it's funny. Like, we've got to work on making our tidbits short.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We're perfect just the way we are.
It just cracks me up. I'm like, here's our tidbit that takes up half the podcast. Well, we, you know, narcissistic assholes that we are. Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag. Sorry, not sorry. So I think that pretty much is what we're going to cover. There's other stuff that we could talk about,
yeah,
but, you know.
You know what I'm going to say on Twitter? Don't get offended.
Yeah.
If you tag people in your tweets and they don't like or favor, you know, they don't favor or retweet your stuff. I mean, it's like, maybe they didn't see it. Just give people the benefit of the doubt and just be like, maybe they didn't see it. I mean, we have hundreds of notifications a day. We don't see everything.
Right.
But we don't.
And not just that, but even when I'm looking at the all tweets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're playing these different games and you have thousands of people mm-hmm. sending tweets, you miss stuff. You don't see it, you know? Last week, I was having a really hard time keeping up because we trended number one for a long time and we were getting between 20 and 50 tweets like every minute. mm-hmm. you know, and it was very hard to keep up.
I was 3 hours behind today, almost.
Were you?
Reading the tweets.
Yeah.
Like, it started out, and I was like, because I read every tweet.
Yeah.
So I put it up on my laptop. It's not on my phone, because if it was on my phone, I wouldn't be able to do it. But I was on, you know, my actual laptop, and I was like reading everything and favoriting and retweeting, and I didn't get rate limit today, which is great, but I was literally 3 hours behind. Like, yeah. I finally finished the last tweet, and I sent it out. I was like, okay, thanks for playing. I was like, and then I read for another hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Of people's tweets, and I was just that far behind. Yeah. And, you have to put a cap on it at some point, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so we're doing our best.
And don't hate us.
No, and Twitter's supposed to be fun. I mean, if you're not having, it's one of those things. If you're not having fun, what are you doing?
Right.
No, why are you doing it? Why are you here? You know?
Yeah, because Twitter's not a job, really.
No, it's not. And you can't sit there and try to make people feel bad because they're not meeting your expectations on Twitter. Come on.
Really? And do you really know these people in real life?
Yeah.
No.
Although, we've been talking about a Twitter convention, which I think would be super awesome.
What are you talking about?
It was a conversation that's been going around. Amanda, she's at she_nut. Yeah. She had something with the Cheekies, and I don't remember what their handle
is. I was not part of this conversation because apparently I'm on the outs.
Whatever. I think I tagged you at some point. But you didn't see the notification.
I didn't see
it. So there you go. But anyway,
But now I'm mad at you.
Oh my goodness, you're always mad at me.
I'm not.
No, you're not. Just about Twitter.
Only when it comes to Twitter.
Only when it comes to Twitter. So anyway, we were talking about how funny it would be to actually have like a Twitter convention. Obviously, it wouldn't be with like the celebs, but it would be with like the hashtag community.
You know what? I want to say this really quick. I feel like we're R-list celebrities. Not like A-list, B-list, C-list.
Yes.
You know, but like blah, 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 R-list.
Wait, it's Twitter. So we're T-list celebrities.
Oh, T-list celebrities. Look what showed up in my feed right now. Boobs.
That does drive me nuts. There's a certain person that occasionally posts boobs and it drives me nuts.
I don't think it's Joe Blow.
There's a girl that does it. Ugh.
Maybe it's her boobs.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
But it's fine. She stopped doing some of the stuff that was really driving me crazy, so it's great.
Okay. So you didn't have to block her? Or
no, but she runs a hashtag game.
All right.
And she's super sweet, but then every once in a while she's like, here, let me post all this like ridiculously sexually innuendo stuff. And I'm like,
boobs.
Awkward. Cause then I feel bad because I don't favor a lot of that stuff.
No, I don't.
Because I think that that's an easy tag. It's easy to come up with something that's sexually awkward.
Right.
It's hard to come up with something that's clever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to favorite the clever.
Yeah. I would agree and concur.
Yeah. So we're beating a dead bird.
All right.
About Twitter. Don't be lazy. Don't be selfish.
I don't know what the third one is today.
The third one today is don't tag people in your tweets and get mad when they don't retweet you. Or, as we've said before, make good choices.
Oh, make good choices.
Yeah, that's one I stick with. That's my go-to.
All right. Great.